Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development, KCART, recently announced the appointment of Alita Botts as its coordinator for the Agribusiness Grant Facilitation Program. She says, simply put, the goal is to help connect Kentucky producers and ag businesses with funding resources.
Well, I'm certainly hopeful for it. I think it's a good opportunity for us to take advantage of programs that provide funding opportunities for farmers and small businesses and get the information out there and hopefully help people better understand some of those programs.
KCART often assists individuals and groups taking part in the ag development process, using tobacco settlement funds to retool Kentucky agriculture, and she feels her position will complement those efforts.
I actually think it works hand in glove with that process. Many of the programs out there are federal in nature or even private sector programs, and so they're not the state programs that are either run through the Ag Development Board or through the Kentucky Department of Agriculture. So I think what we can do with this particular program is let people know about this other suite of programs that they can hopefully combine with some of the ones that are within the state that they already know about to make projects work and to hopefully that we can find some good synergy between both state, federal, local funds, and even private sector.
We'll be right back.
811-811, 811-811, 811. No matter how you say it, 811 adds up as the first number to call before you dig. It's the new, easy-to-remember number. Calling 811 is the first step toward avoiding a costly and potentially dangerous encounter with buried pipes or lines. So whether you are excavating several acres or just several square feet, call 811 before you dig.
This message brought to you by Kentucky 811.
Alita Botts, the new staffer for KCART, has had a number of years' experience at the federal level as a staffer for the House Ag Committee. She does think the direction of this new effort might fit well with county ag development councils.
Certainly, county organizations might be interested, nonprofits, individual producers. Programs are out there for different needs and different entities.
She says a major effort will be their web postings with the latest new program announcements and sign-up deadlines. Speed counts.
The entities that are most competitive and first in line to get these funds have been thinking about planning for them well before they see the announcement of when that deadline is. And so we want to get people thinking about, this program could be a good fit. I should go ahead and start looking at what might be eligible.
They're online at GrowKentuckyAg.com. That's GrowKentuckyAg.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.